RDO Diamonds, New York. This is Scott.
Yeah, Scott Kim, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for the tracking, man. Sorry, I've got a lot of frustration going towards this surgery I'm going to have here in a couple weeks. So.
Okay, well, she also lied to me. She said she covered it for $7,600. I looked at the receipt this morning. She only covered it for $5,000. So if it gets stolen, I'm stuck, but that's my problem.
It ain't going to get stolen. I'm calling you. I wouldn't worry about that. Post office is really good.
Okay. Okay, well, the reason I'm calling you, if they hold your check up because the diamonds aren't back in time, I'm willing to send you a check for what you're going to get paid, and then you can just take care of me later. I just want you to know that. Not only are you my rep, you're my friend. So I will write you a check for what they owe you for your labor.
I'll be all right one way or another. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't said much to too many people. After everything I've had over the last year and a half with the diabetes and everything, I had some blood issues. Too much calcium in my blood, and it was poisoning my body. And I had to go through a whole bunch of tests, 2 MRIs, 2 ultrasounds, 2 bone scans. And I have a bad
thyroid. Whoa, that's a...
Not only do I have a bad thyroid, but I have a tumor in the thyroid the size of a quarter.
Oh, no.
So,
well, I'm sorry
I
to hear all that.
Said something to you earlier because you've been through a little bit of this. Anything I swallow big hurts. I can feel it.
Oh, really?
And with
so is that a major
thyroid,
thing, the thyroid?
I'm not sure. You know, I know people that have had it.
Okay.
So basically, right now, my palms sweat for no reason. My hair falls out in the shower by the handful. I will wake up in the middle of the night freezing cold and sweating because my thyroid's bad and not my hormones.
Well, there's a problem maybe going on. Huh?
Right. So I'll get it out right after the first of the year. And then we got to wait and see if it is cancer. Then they'll do some radiation or some chemo. If it's not, they'll let me heal. But they're going to cut my throat. You know, they're going to split my throat right at
the end. I hope everything turns out.
It's just, it's killing me.
That's too bad. You're not that old.
I'm 57. I mean, mentally, it's really ravaging. It's messing me up mentally. So,
right.
But
well, it'll work out, I'm sure.
I sure hope so, man. And it's nothing.
Okay, real quick, before I forget, of course, my heart's with you on that.
I know it is.
If they hold your check up, which I'm sure they may not, but you never know, I'm willing to send you a check for what they owe you for your labors, and then you just take care of me later on. Just remember I said that, okay?
I appreciate it. I'll be good, I promise you, Kim. I've been waiting. You know, my dad passed 5 years ago. And they're finally settling his estate. And when I hung up with you earlier, I went and called my brother because he's handling it. And he's like, oh, no, by the end of the year, you know, he had 5,000 shares of Prudential that'll be split.
Right. Well, I'm sure you're not destitute. You need that check. But, of course, it's a good thing coming in. So I'm just repeating myself.
Right.
If they hold your check up until the diamonds get there, I'm willing to send you a check for what they owe you for your labors, and then you just take care of me later on. I just want you to know that.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry.
Okay?
I'll be good. I promise you. You know, like I said, I called my brother. I'm like, I'm just freaking out because you know what disability pays?
Uh-huh.
$162 a week, Kim. And I call my brother. I'm like, what am I going to do? I got some savings, but I don't want to burn through it. You know. And he's like, listen, A, you got more savings than I do. I'm like, okay, and I make less money than him. And he goes, B, will be end of year. And, I mean, you know, 5,000 shares, I'll have 2,500 shares. I think today's price was $104, so I'll be fine. And I didn't realize. I thought it was done until next year. So it's just one of those things, man. Stress.
Right. You're kind of cutting out a little bit.
All right, I will call you back later.
I need to get a new phone. I've had this phone 15 years.
Oh, time for a new one. Buddy.
Anyway, I just want to let you know how I feel, okay?
I appreciate you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you.